In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Romans 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. For we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, never will die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. The life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is our text. As with Christ, so with you. He died, and so you too. He rose, and so you too. How come? Baptism did it. Hang on a minute, says sin and death, Satan. Who's fooling whom? You know you really belong to me. That's just what you've been saying, haven't you? I agree with you, and you agree with me. That I cannot deny, says the one baptized, but don't take my word for it. Check that out with Jesus. My sins are where he's at. He's taken all my sins on himself and answered for them. My forsakenness of God, where my sins put me, he's been there in my place. Took it all, the wrath of God upon sin, the hell, the death for sin, he endured it all. Tetelestai, and he came through. So don't come at me, and you've had your go at him. My sins have been died for. You can't make that twice. The death he died to sin once for all. You want to come at me for my sins? Go and see him about them. That's where they are, with him at Calvary. He's taken them and done all the answering for them in my place. Death says, okay, Spotty Pants, I'm on my way. There's no dodging me. What death are you talking about? Big death or little death? Big death, been there, done that. Been there, baptized into his death. He died, me too. That is the big death, the death for sin. Sin gone, that death gone, done. And you can't scare me with the little death. No sin, no sting of death. Hang on, whom are you trying to fool? Don't you still have sin? Listen to the law. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. True, but don't forget our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to him who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The death that the law lays on the sinner has been died. I don't have to die it again. Christ did that and gave it to me by baptism, so that now baptized, I live before God in righteousness and purity, freed from sin. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ's death for sin is my death for sin. Christ's life is my life. That's God-connecting life. I live to God, before God in righteousness and purity forever. That's what the Catechism says. Where is that written? Romans chapter 6. To whom is it written? To the baptized. The whole New Testament is written to the baptized. The Christ life which is there by baptism, the alive to God life, is all, did you notice, in the present tense. That life can't ever be over. On through the gate of the little death as we rejoice to pray on Easter Day. But here we are, Easter Friday, April 20th. Better not waste it with heroic posturing of how you are going to die. You can leave that to the Lord. His name he put on you with the water, his body and blood that have the life in them that does not die. Vivificus quibus et potus. Solid Declaration, 876. This present tense life before God that we are given in baptism goes on where we go on, one day at a time. So the Catechism bids us begin each day with recall of our baptism and the name there watered on us, God's name that does not have a past tense. Where he puts his name, he goes on doing it. Do your name with me, through me, this day. Each day, then, a baptized day. Your old Adam, running with sin, Satan, and the fear of death, will be getting at you. They can only claim you and do you in if you go along with them, claim your sins back from Jesus, and cut loose from him, from your baptism. So the baptism bids you begin each day going over your baptism and living then the baptized life, one day at a time. For now, a baptized and Easterized Friday. Go to it.